Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor on Triple M. This is the Rush Hour and we've got a very, very special guest, a man that I love, a man that we love through our summer. He's an Ashes winner.
Our next guest will one day have a gold statue in the middle of George Street that people will kiss on the feet. His cricket achievements are as long as your arm, if your arm's as long as your leg. They include ICC Player of the Year, Team of the Decade, Alan Border Medalist, and he should have one for taking that wicket late on day 5 of the SCG Test.
Oh, he's got it! Yes, he did get it out!
Please welcome to the Triple M Rush Hour, Steve Smith.
Yeah, we've got him on the line. Smithy, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Gus. Thanks for having me.
Mate, absolute pleasure. As you can probably hear in my voice when I called that wicket, how exciting was that? Did you think you might get the next wicket as well?
Oh, I mean, if you're going to bowl to someone at the end, probably Jimmy Anderson, someone that you want to be bowling to. So, yeah, look, it was a nice little contest. Unfortunately, the last ball I bowled was an absolute pie. But outside of those, I thought I landed them quite well. Just one needed to hit that rough and do something a bit different. Unfortunately, it didn't.
Oh, it was fantastic, mate. It's been a great Ashes series. And I suppose in the end, the capitulation by England, you know, we're trying to get over that because it looked like they were just wanted to pack up and go home. But can you look back on it now, mate, even a few days on, about how proud you are of the 4-0, the fact that we're one wicket away from 5-0, but also you captained again Australia in that second test match in Adelaide. It was just a wonderful couple of months for you.
Yeah, no, it's been good fun. You know, I think that the guys have played exceptionally well all summer. We never really let England get into the game once. We were pretty relentless and put the foot on the throat, so to speak. So really pleased to be involved with it. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was, Smithy, it was a bowling-dominated test series. And Scott Boland particularly was just outstanding, coming in and having such an impact. He was phenomenal, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was a summer. I don't think I've seen a summer like that, the amount of grass on those wickets. So all us batters are like, geez, give us a flatty, would you? But, no, look, you still got to get the ball in the right areas. And Scotty came in and did a terrific job. And so did all the other guys that bowled. I thought Starkey was outstanding this summer. I think Paddy bowled exceptionally well and did what Paddy's done for a long time. And you know, everyone that had an opportunity bowled well. So, Jai Richardson has got 5 wickets in the Adelaide test. So, our bowling stocks are certainly there. And, it was good to see them just continually put the ball in the right areas and challenge the defence.
Well, Smithy, you did talk about bowling there, mate. We talk about all-rounders. And Cam Green, we know for the last couple of years he's had massive potential. But on the big stage, I think he finally delivered. And, mate, what an absolute weapon.
Yeah, look, he's got a bright future, doesn't he? You know, he bowls over 140 clicks and he's a batsman. So it's exciting to see. I think he'll gain a bit of confidence out of the way. I think he played in the first innings in Hobart and that second innings in Sydney. You know, he didn't get the 3 figures, which I know I was disappointed about, but I'm sure that's not too far away.
Now, Smithy, we understand that from all reports, you're inseparable with Manus Lavashane, and just that, you know, you turn around, you're always next to each other, just chewing the fat at different stages. But I want to know whether you review after test your best leave and most eccentric leaves at different stages.
Oh, not really. it's always talked quite a bit about, you know, amongst commentary and all those kind of people in England. When we had a beer after the test match, they were like, what are you guys like thinking? What's going on in your mind when this happens? Like, we're both kind of, when we're doing those eccentric kind of things, I think we're just in the zone and really focused and not really knowing that we're doing it. So, it's nice to get into those places.
Smithy, what do you do outside cricket, mate, to relax? Do you like fishing or, you know, do you like playing golf? Or what do you like doing in your spare time?
I like tennis more than golf. Yep. So I have a hit every now and again. We've got a bit of a break now. I think obviously just been announced, I think that New Zealand unfortunately won't be coming. So I may have a little bit of time off and potentially get myself out on the court and hit a few balls and just cruise around at home. It's nice to spend a little bit of time at home. So I'm pretty chilled.
Got to say, Smithy, Tubby Taylor and Wallen took on David Gower and a lady from the BT Sports crew.
You're pumping yourself up.
6-1. And in the Adelaide Test match, Haddon and Wallen took on Taylor and Rabbits, who's one of our producers, we also won that 6275. So,
jeez, mate, you're a big self promoter, aren't you? It's all about you, mate. Oh,
that is rich coming from Dell, isn't it? In saying all
nice
that,
work, Gussie.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Look forward to having a hit, big fellow. Let's talk about one of your other great loves, the Sydney Roosters. How much you're looking forward to the new season starting? We know you love your league.
Yeah, looking forward to that for sure. I know when I'm away, I always watch the games and follow the Roosters very closely. So I think we've got a really good squad again this year. So hopefully, you know, we were pretty poorly struck with injuries last year. Didn't have a great deal of luck. So hopefully the boys can stay on the park and have another good season.
Yeah.
And next up, obviously, Pakistan coming up in the future. What do you look forward to that sort of tour?
I think it's I'm not really sure what to expect just yet in terms of the conditions we're likely to face. You know, I've heard a bit about them preparing some like decent wickets with a bit of grass on them again. So, which I wouldn't be surprised by. I think Pakistan have some quality fast bowlers in their lineup and there's plenty of them. So we might get something a little bit different in the subcontinent to what we normally get on spinning surfaces. I'm looking forward to that. We haven't played an away test match since the 2019 Ashes, so that seems like forever ago. So, we're looking forward to it.
Well, Smithy, I was quite surprised. When the bender got shut down there, mate, you weren't there. I was quite surprised about that. Nathan Lyon was there.
Who was there? Nathan Lyon, yeah. Travis Head, yeah. Jimmy Anderson.
How good?
Joe Root.
Yeah, I was asleep by then, boys.
Yeah, you were Barnes, I've got no doubt.
How was the celebration, Smithy?
Yeah, it was good. It's always nice to, wrap up the series when you've played really well as a team and got the results you were after. So, boys had a few beers and enjoyed each other's company. And, it was good fun.
In speaking of the celebrations, obviously that was that moment where all the beers were coming out and the champagne was about to flow, but it was put away so Usman Khawaja could come back to the centre of the photo. That must have been a very beautiful and special moment. And it really looks a showing and a telling of the current culture, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You've got to respect different cultures. And, Usman's obviously doesn't like alcohol or can't have alcohol poured over himself. So, I thought it was great the way we were able to include him and get him involved in the celebrations.
Yeah, he's a champion. Thanks so much for joining us on our first show, Smithy. We really appreciate it, mate, and have the best of luck in the next couple of weeks before you head off to Pakistan now that New Zealand series is postponed. But look forward to catching up soon with you, mate.
Cheers, guys.